Director of Community Education for College of the Redwoods. And you please call me Prue.
Okay. Like, short for prudential? Life for insurance?
Prudence. For prudence.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And what area are you involved with? I mean, normal people, not educational language.
Okay, so at Community Education, we have a variety of different programs. We have the truck driving program. We have medical assisting, phlebotomy. We have a lot of workforce training things such as Excel, business office, notary, loan signing, things like that. And the newest program we have is auto body collision repair.
We're trying to help people get jobs.
That's, yes. Yeah, vocational is what term I would think.
Career technical education.
Like I said, normal words. Oh, my, this is going to be an interesting one.
Education is always interesting.
What? Yeah. Talk about jargon, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Acronyms,
it's
and more
alphabet
acronyms.
Soup.
Yeah. Yeah. What is the biggest challenge? Throw it for both of you. What is the biggest challenge that's out there for job placement from your perspective? Is it the investment in a program? Is it getting qualified teachers? Is it getting students to comprehend why they should be taking the class? What is it, like with the auto body, that is the first thing to get the inertia going? What's the biggest impediment to that?
Well, I'd say the demand is there. There are more open positions and jobs in Humboldt County than one can imagine. The employers are having a very difficult time finding skilled employees. So what we're finding is groups of employees that are coming to us saying, can you help us find XYZ type of employee? So auto body shops are in need of skilled individuals that can repair cars.
So rather than doing driving lessons, we're going to talk about the aftermath of not having driving lessons.
Right. Which, rainy weather in Humboldt County, there's a lot of issues.
Kind of happens. That. Yeah, throw a little bit of snow and we really have a lot of fun.
Exactly. So, you know, CR at this point is really looking at targeting with different businesses, industries in the area to develop the classes to essentially build your own employees. Groom your own employees, because frankly, we're not having a lot of people come from outside of the area. They're especially not going to come here for jobs that pay $15, $20 an hour. But at the same time, we do have individuals in this area that, if we can increase their skill base, could qualify for these jobs. And there's some very good jobs in this area. It's just a matter of getting them the education they need.
So, Prue, rather than the business community group coming to you and saying, please, 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 do you do outreach to the business community and say, so what would you like?
Yes, actually I do. And actually not just myself, but I also have an assistant director in my office, Chris Marquez, that helps me a lot as well. And she works a lot of times with a lot of the various businesses. For example, she's working with St. Joseph Hospital, and she's worked with Mad River to offer like defensive tactics classes. They, you know, a lot of times businesses will come and say, hey, we need this specific training. And so we'll do what's called contract training, where we make a contract with them. I also sit on the Workforce Development Board for Humboldt County. So a lot of times I'm talking about what we have, and I'm listening to see what I'm hearing that maybe is out there that people are needing in the community as well.
So what are the themes that you hear?
The
general
biggest,
across the board, big picture stuff.
Okay, so I would say the biggest theme I hear is work ethic. They're wanting people to have work ethic. They want them to be on time and ready to work. That's the big issue is.
So work ethic and sobriety.
Yeah, it is the second issue that comes up a lot. Yeah. Is that
or
the,
be
for
clean
many,
or whatever you want.
Yeah, for a lot of these jobs, you're going to have to take a drug test.
Yeah. For the auto body, you don't have to do that. But for our truck driving
program.
Is that
a bad thing?
In Humboldt County?
Well, I'm no, obviously, I'm coming from a biased perspective here. One, as an employer, two, as being an anti-drug guy. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would want to know that my people, particularly if I'm dealing with things that have flame associated with it, sharp tools,
right,
potential hurting, I mean, you know, painful right. things, I want to be sure they're showing up and they're straight. They can do the job and not hurt me or hurt themselves or do an incompetent job that's going to then endanger somebody else's life. I mean, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't even think not to.
But I think if there's businesses that are requiring a drug test, there's a very good reason why they have that in place.
And then there's also sometimes federal regulations, like with our truck driving program, you have to pass a drug test in order to be in the program. If you don't, then you can't. The federal government requires that.
So you got conditions as well as desirable things.
Yes, sir.
I guess it's always surprising for me that people don't want to do that, because for me, that's an asset. Somebody who qualifies and does this stuff and is thinking about the big picture instead of their own little personal inconvenience, perhaps. Now, how's that for being the anti-libertarian perspective? I got to fall back and think about this one. It's 8:19.
It's not the place they hope to be in spring training, but the San Francisco Giants have the rest of the summer to play, and they'll be bringing their exciting brand of ball to Kika, Thunder Country, 101.5 FM. They've got a lot of games left on the schedule against contending teams, and playing the role of spoiler is a definite possibility. Be tuned in for all the action, all season long. Brought to you on KINS, in part by Angelo's Pizza, Wyckoff's Plumbing, Electrical, and Hardware, and Living Styles Furniture.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop. Marty's almost done. Marty Coelho is here. He's kind of dominated the first segment.
You should let Prue talk.
And Prue Radliff from College of the Redwoods. She's the gal that's being highlighted here in the vocational area. I know it's not the right words.
It's community education.
Yeah, I know. Well, see, at least I'm not calling it HROP. that's where I go back to.
Anymore.
Yeah, I know, but you know, at least I knew what that one was. The basic fundamentals, Prue, of business. Is that something that is stressed in the various programs where the students are getting their hands on things? Do they understand at the end of the series, whatever it might happen to be, what businesses are looking for? Not the particular flavor of business, but business in general, so that they get why you have to clock in. And forgetting to clock in at lunchtime is a major thing, because labor law says, and what the liability is for the business if you don't do that. Why people are so aggressive about something or another thing, or, you know, oh, gee, you broke something. Well, no big deal. I got to go grab another one. Well, maybe, maybe not. You know, those types of things. Why businesses get so excited about certain things. Is that infused into these programs?
Absolutely. So some of our classes that are like very specific to a particular training, like notary, would not have that in it. But some of our bigger programs, like truck driving and the auto body collision, the phlebotomy, medical assisting, all of those classes, all of those instructors talk about the importance of being on time and doing a job and being very aware of what you're doing at all times and following whatever the laws are that govern that industry, as well as safety. All of those things are a part of those classes.
I would think safety would be huge.
Yes, and we're going to be offering OSHA 10 classes sometime in November as well, which
does that involve gambling?
No, that's the safety.
Oceans, OSHA. Not OSHA. Okay,
OSHA.
I got you.
That's for the people who are in construction, and they need to have this safety training. So we'll be offering that probably in November. So that will be a really important thing for people to be involved in as well, so that they're safe on the job.
Taught by Three Finger Smith?
No.
No? Okay. Marty, loosen up over there, man.
I am loose.
Okay, good. You're just asleep. Sorry about that. So, these various programs, how do they stack up against a vocational college?
So let me use the auto body collision repair program as a really good example of how they stack up. So in this program, the cost for it is only $500. This same type of program, and it only takes 12 weeks, this same type of program would take about 6 months to a year to complete a degree or certificate, and would cost between $25,000 and $30,000. And that probably doesn't include lodging, because the closest school you could go to is in Sacramento. So we have something right here in Humboldt County that is inexpensive, and it's been a collaboration with several body shops. We started out collaborating with Myrtletown Quality and Fred's Body Shops. Now we have seven body shops that are a part of this, and they're taking on externs for the program. So what the students will do
is extern, not an intern?
Not an intern, because we're setting it up. It's a partnership with us in industry, and it is a short term. It's not a long term. So that's why it's called an externship. I had this question come up the other day, and I was like, how do I define that? And so we kind of looked it up, and we found out what the difference was, and that was the difference. Really important thing to know. So now what would happen is when the student enrolls in the class, they'll have a couple of days of in-classroom time, and then they're going to have time in the body shops doing hands-on. And we have seven body shops now at this point that are taking those externships. That's Arcata, Fred's, Creations, Myrtletown, Rainbow, Rosewood, and Quality are all taking externs for this program. And our informational meeting on this is on August 30th, and I would recommend anybody who is interested that they come to that informational meeting. It's August 30th at 6 p.m., and it's at 525 D Street in Eureka. And they can also call
5th and D?
It's 6th and D.
6th and D, okay.
Yeah.
Community ed office.
Yeah, our community ed office. So if you were to walk
out of the old Tri-City?
Yes.
Thanks.
Yes.
Stuck in the mud over
yeah.
here.
So, and the other thing is the instructor from the class is from Myrtletown Body Shop. So you're going to have an instructor that is right there in the industry. It's Tracy Rice.
It's Trace? Okay.
Yes. I'm very excited that Tracy's going to be teaching this class. I think he's going to be a great instructor.
Yep.
And so I think that it's going to be really great for the students, because they're really going to get a real idea of all aspects of what it's like to be in the auto body industry.
What I find most cool is it's the guys in the trenches teaching it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's not theory. It's, you know,
this
grease
the real
under
deal.
The nails in this one. I mean,
yeah.
It's real. Yeah. When you're working with folks like this program or other programs, is that really an emphasis, is to try to get real teachers instead of classroom instructors to be able to kind of get in and say, well, yeah, there's a lot of variables, but this is what happens in our area. This is what happens in my shop. Here's the reason why.
Yes, absolutely. In the auto body, we have Tracy from Myrtletown. In our medical assisting, we have a lady named Linda Skells, who is actually a registered nurse, has been teaching in the program for years, and she defines herself as what she would call she says she would have been a great Army nurse. You know, in our truck driving, we have a gentleman who has a Class A license and who also has been in the industry for a long time.
It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Marty Quello from College of the Redwoods and Prue Radliff from College of the Redwoods. Okay, career.
Community education.
Yeah. Okay. The technical classes. Can I get away with that? Ish?
Sure. We also have personal enrichment classes as well. I mean, you can take a stenciling or a painting class with us as well. So
yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, fair
enough. So it really is community education. Yeah. It's what the community is asking for. So it may be something that's more hobby-driven. It may be something that's more career-oriented. And that's really the beauty of it, is we can meet both sides of the house that way.
All right, all right. I'll see if I can get it right at least once during the show. Is there common threads through the various program or class offerings that are available, other than this is hands-on? It would seem like there would be some.
Do you mean in the auto body?
I mean across the board with all of the different programs. I mean, if somebody wanted, let me step back and say, okay, I'm an entrepreneur and I want to see what business is like. Could I take two or three of these classes or these series over a period of a year and a half, and get a sense of what it takes to be in business, what some of the challenges are, what the employment issues are, what some of the ways to find somebody who's really passionate about, or somebody who just is a 9-to-5er? Could you get that from taking some of these classes?
I wouldn't say that you would get that from taking like auto body or truck driving or something, or medical assisting or phlebotomy or anything like that. But another program that we are working on is an emerging leaders program, where you have somebody who's in a business and they want to promote people that are there. And so we're going to have a series of four classes. I actually have an instructor I'm sending for a train the trainer type of thing, and it'll be things like how to motivate your employees, emotional intelligence, things like that, that I think are much more what you're talking about for an employer.
I wonder if you could have a program, and I'm sure that you could get a bunch of folks supporting it, hiring wisely. Just getting the right people. Because, if you're applying for a job out here at the station, okay, I want to be sure that the fit is right.
Right.
For me, if I'm self-focused, sure. But for you also. I mean, why frustrate somebody and get them into a spot where this just isn't right, and now they're 18 months behind or 2 years behind where they could have been somewhere else, loving where they are and making progress in that area because they didn't understand the job, or I didn't hire it right, or I didn't ask the right questions, or you didn't ask the right questions. That kind of stuff, so that I guess business efficiencies might be kind of a general broad brush.
That sounds like an interesting class that I could develop.
Okay. I think that's the benefit of community ed, is essentially we can have businesses come to us and target needs and see who has like needs and mm-hmm. build courses to address that. So Absolutely. We have multiple.
So it can be narrow, but it also can be rather broad in scope.
Right.
And there is actually a class called Managing People, Projects, and Departments that the job market contracts with us to put on. So there is that possibility that a business could go to the job market and then they could come be put in the class through the job market. And that may get to some of that. There is an HR piece in it, not a whole lot of it, but it could address some of that. But what you're talking about, I think, would probably be like a one-day workshop or something.
Yeah, I wish. Let's invert it. Does the community, general people, come to you and say, geez, I would really love to have a class in, or a series of classes in, and you combine them and then try to find an industry representative?
Do you mean like a student coming to us?
Invert this. I want to get a job in auto body. And I got 5 or 10 or 15 other buddies here who want the same. We're all kind of in that same area of interest. Can we get a series of classes? Can we do a program like that? So is it driven by potential employees, or is it driven by potential employers to come up with some of the programs?
For the most part, it's been potential employers. I have not had potential employees come to us, but that would be an interesting way to approach it, and it would be really interesting to hear what those potential employees have to say and what they're looking for. I think that it would definitely make an employee much happier if they were in, you know, if they went and they got what these things are and learn what it is that they want as an individual, we do have, like, we have an office specialist class that, you know, it focuses on, you know, what it's like to be in an office. But at the same time, there's also that piece in there about, you know, developing who you are. Our community and social services class is the same way. There's actually a Myers-Briggs portion in that class. And it's, you know, those are people who are in social work, but at the same time, they're learning who they are and what they like to do. So there is a component of that in the classes, but I would really love to hear. I would love for potential employees to come to me and say, hey, you know, we're interested in learning about XYZ.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:41.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop, final segment this morning with Prue Radliff and Marty Quello from College of the Redwoods. Prue, earlier you had indicated some of the values of the community education programs that you've got available. $500 at Redwoods, upwards of $25,000 elsewhere. That's such a wide discrepancy. Is there a lesser value in the courses that are taught, or a higher value in those taught out of the area?
I would not say that there's a higher value in what's taught outside of the area. I would say that we're offering a really good value to the students to be able to go into this program, because not only are they going to get the classroom time where they're in there for 12 weeks going through these modules, learning you know, what they would say, soup to nuts, all the way through from beginning to end of everything that is needed in auto body collision repair. But the externship program goes a little bit further, and not only do you just go in and do an externship, but we've set it up to where the students will be put into groups, and they're going to be in one body shop 1 month, and then the next month they're going to rotate to another body shop, and then the next month they'll rotate to another one. So this gives the student an opportunity to get not only all aspects of the industry, but they'll get an idea of what it's like to be in a small shop, what it's like to be in a large shop, what it's like because not every shop does everything the same way. So it gives them that opportunity to learn the different ways in which body shops work.
You forgot the family operated.
And they're most,
I mean,
of
you're,
them
you're
are
taking
yeah,
them off,
all
and I'm going,
operated.
Okay, yeah. I don't know if anybody isn't.
Yeah,
there may be one or two that are in there that aren't multi-generational. It's
absolutely,
and that's a different dynamic. Also, you know, the culture of the business. It'd be intriguing for me, as you do the post-mortem at the end of the program, to ask those students as they went through, what were the pluses and minuses with the cultures that you felt in each of the businesses? You know, is it professional? Is it fun? Is it loose? Is it tight? Is it attractive? Not attractive? Why?
Right.
And get that feedback for these individual businesses to get a better sense from somebody coming through, but looking at the inside,
yes,
the feedback.
And the other thing is that it's also going to give, this is an opportunity for both the body shop and the student, yeah, to get to know each other and decide, is this what I'm interested in? Maybe I like being in this shop more than I like being in that shop. Or maybe the body shop owner is like, I really want this guy. And so there's a real opportunity at the end of this to get a job. And a lot of the body shops are interested in getting these people in to the point where at the end, they may offer the student the opportunity to get that $500 back that they're paying us after 90 to 180 days on the job, then they would get a reimbursement from the employer, you know, and that is dependent on the shop. The shop will have to decide that.
So what is the difference between this and a mentorship? Or like in the trades where you've got, oh man, I just went out of my head.
Apprenticeship?
Thank you very much. It kind of sounds like that, but in a more of a compressed nature.
Condensed period of time. Yeah. I mean, you have to admire that local businesses are coming together, working together. They're competitors, but they're working together with us to address a need like this. And the fact is that they've tried to hire people that have gotten their education from tech schools outside of the area. They show up in their shops locally here, and they can't do the job. So why do I want to risk that anymore versus working with CR and actually growing my own employees and make sure they can do the job?
And again, give you a buzz at the school if folks have got any questions or ideas.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Can they call you?
Yes.
Thank you very much. See you tomorrow.